The 27th annual Real Out Queer Film Festival is running for 10 days from Thursday, January 29th until Saturday, February 7th in beautiful downtown Kingston. This year's festival theme is Exploring Space, with many of the festival's official selections touching on what it means to hold, save, and or create spaces for communities that need them. Join us as we showcase over 65 exciting narrative and documentary feature-length and short films from Canada and 15 other countries. While all our films are about 2S LGBTQ+ lives, real or imagined, our intended audience is anyone who enjoys independent film and media. Catch world premieres, meet the talent behind the films, and help support queer arts programming in your community. Visit realout2026.eventim.org for more information on films, events, tickets, and passes.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
Hey, how are you doing? It's Tuesday. I'm Jonathan Whitford, and this is Coasting. There's nothing better than sharing 2 hours worth of great tunes that I've discovered this week, and you're in luck because we've got lots of captivating new Canadian music headed your way. Let's hear what Ron Kepper, Laura Lewis, and Constant Greetings have to say. We'll spin some recently dropped music from Connie Caldor and Overnight, plus we'll hear a brand new single from Fan Club Wallet. So ahead in the show, let's find out the motive behind stealing some avocados. But for right now, let's check out two beautiful new songs that talk about falling. From Shakai Drama and Andre Lemire. So be sure to stick around for all that and more right here in Coasting. Radio that's worried it will fall down the stairs, but we take steps to avoid it.
Falling from the tree, you brought me down, I brought you with me. Keep on knocking at my door, I'll get away right through the floor. Paradise is getting far, but if you ever find a star, name it well before it rains, 'cause it will never be the same. Above the clouds, above the sea, like a sandbag on a plane, wish I could have just remained. Paradise is getting home, but either way you feel alone. 7 Sundays on a plane is not enough to kill the pain.
Each petal If love was soil, it turned to sand, slipping through my open hand. The wind keeps folding empty air. It hums your
Thanks so much for joining me here today on Coasting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. Our Coasting theme song is courtesy Ten Fei from their fabulous album, Hit the Light. We just heard Shukai Drama, a Toronto-based outfit built around anonymity and narrative world-building. The music is focused on symbolism, fragmented memory, and atmospheric storytelling. Falling Petals is taken from their December full-length Jane Doe and John Doe. And before that, Montreal artist André Lemire's new record, Le Scotch Tape, was just dropped last month. We heard Falling Apples, which he says is one of 10 songs that are literally music made with scotch tape and glue sticks. While Sarah M. Wood has composed more than 250 pieces of music and has self-produced 7 albums along with 2 full-length stage musical productions. Let's hear Ocean Tapestry on Coasting. Thank you.
It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
So Synthetic Friend was formed in 2022 by a group of five university students drawn together by shared instinct and offbeat humor. The Winnipeg-based band radiates a lightness marked by sincerity, unguarded warmth, and a full-hearted sense of discovery. Potion Sellers lifted from their latest record, Catching the Outlines. And prior to that, Ocean Tapestry is both the name of the record and the title track from Sarah M. Wood's December release. The Nanaimo BC artist is classically trained and her musical style ranges from jazz to theatrical to sacred. Well, here's Via Costello, an independent singer-songwriter from Vancouver, blending pop with touches of jazz and a deeply personal diaristic writing style. Here's For Survival on Coasting.
Gone. You'll be gone. Coasting, your source for great music.
Waking up to the morning sun, 'cause when it rises, so do I. You're still asleep, and that's okay. I try not to wake you as I close the door. I've been working in every kind of weather, and I'm still learning to hold myself together, and it's a burden. The things that I live with, well, I ain't perfect, but I'm trying to give all I can give. The thing that keeps me going is your kiss when I get home. Makes me forget about the aching feeling in my bones. Just to work all day in the heat again to build a life with you. Now rest your pretty head, darling, I'll be home soon. Well, I'm still singing on the weekends to take my blues away. And I'm dreaming, hoping one day my bones will no longer ache, 'cause these songs of ours will take us to some other place where there's music and there's laughter and a dream for us to chase. The thing that keeps me going is your kiss when I get home. Makes me forget about the aching feeling in my bones. 'Cause I work all day heat again to build a life with you. Now rest your pretty head, but darling, I'll be home soon. If you'd have told me in April 23, 1 year after, I'd have you, and this is where we'd be, I wouldn't have believed you, not mean to, but it still feels like a dream. Well, bring on all the hard work and build this life for me. Keeps me going is your kiss when I get home. Makes me forget about the aching feeling in my bones. It's a work all day in the heat again to build a life with you. Now rest your pretty head, but darling, I'll be home soon. The thing that keeps me going is your kiss when I get home. Makes me forget about the aching feeling in my bones. To work all day in the heat again to build a life with you. Now rest your pretty head, but darling, I'll be home soon. Now rest your pretty head, my darling, I'll be home soon. Now rest your pretty head, but darling, I'll be home soon.
We'll Build a Life with You is a new country folk single from Okanagan-based Lewis Cardinal. He says this track is about building a future with someone you really love, even when life is unstable or still in progress. And it's a tribute to anyone sticking it out to build the life they dream of. And have that. Via Costello is a whimsical singer-songwriter blending diverse influences from their upbringing in a rural Italian village and Vancouver. For Survival is lifted from Peak Inside, their first project, and they say it's a product of an incredibly supportive community. Let's hear Melanie Boucher's Manque d'air, a delicate Quebec pop chanson track from her self-titled 2005 mini-album.
Miroir manqué d'air. danser dans les champs. Attends à voir mes pans de miroir manquer d'air, manquer d'air. Retour à la terre, retour à la mer, manquer d'air, manquer d'air. J'ai en moi un fleuve qui saura me donner. À la mer, retourner à la mer, retourner à la mer, la 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 la, retour à la mer, la 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 la. Et attends à voir mes pans de miroir manquer d'air, manquer d'air. Retour à la terre, retour à la mer, manquer d'air, manquer d'air, manquer d'air, manquer d'air.
Ce manque d'air sits in that early 2000s francophone pop chanson space, intimate, poetic, and slightly dreamy. She says the song talks of exhaustion, fragility, and the desire for rest or escape. Boucher's songs feature flashbacks and close-ups on extraordinary characters, as well as moments that we wish we could prolong. Well, sorry for a quick break, but stay with us. When we're back, I'll tell you about Fruit on the Run. Until then, here's Overnight, a Halifax duo formed in 2008. The band plays heavy emotional guitar rock, lightened up by memorable memories, layered harmonies, and sweet solos. Let's spin Pothos from the November record, Put Me in Your Light.
We'll be right back.
Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. A Florida man, Adel Perez, was arrested after deputies said they saw him leaving a fenced avocado grove with bags of avocados estimated to weigh about 400 pounds. Perez allegedly told police he was unemployed and was planning to sell the stolen fruit to buy Christmas presents for his two children. Deputies found bags of avocados in Perez's Mercedes-Benz and identical bags in the grove with freshly picked fruit. Police say they also found loose avocados in the trunk. The avocados had an estimated value of $800. Perez faces charges of trespassing on an agricultural site and third-degree grand theft. Well, Dylan McAllister also has an idea. Let's go with the better one on Coasting.
Beginning, is it the first or the last? heart to ask. Is it the end or the beginning? Is it the first or the last? Is it the end or the beginning? Is it ours to ask? Is it the end or the beginning? Is it the first?
Let's Cochrane, Alberta-based Graham Ross, who makes country and Christian music. I just grabbed his new single, First or the Last, on Earshot Distro. And prior to that, Dylan McAllister gives us an idea. The Vancouver solo act says, this was one of the first songs that I was passionate about recording. You'll find this song on his new EP called Unfinished Demos. Well, Laura Lewis is an actively creative presence in Whitehorse, and she formerly worked for the Yukon Geological Survey for over 20 years. Let's check out where we begin on Coasting.
With Jonathan Whitford. The motel sign reads, Jim says we don't have a pool, but the rooms are cool. The sun pounds through a honeycomb window of a bus that comes to town. We're in a place in the east called Blind River, where puddles of power-dragged cigarettes grace the entrance of the diner. It's Mike Bullard in a car, wondering how many miles he's done so far. Like a trucker for a deal, he slams the map fiercely on the trunk. Maybe he's looking for a watering hole, or the exit of a talk show funk. The horn sounds through a farm gate grill of a bus that's leaving town. There are places in the west where the sun is brighter, where disgraced highway addicts huddle near the entrance of the diner. Jim says, I guess that's why they called it Blind River. You blink, you'll miss her. Gas tanks last longer now, and there are caffeine drinks for the air-conditioned cool. Maybe we should get a marketing guy. Maybe we should get a pool.
Blind River is a 2019 track from the album Tonight We Take Perry Sound. Evan Phoenix and the Black Bart Inn's new track uses a Northern Ontario place name as emotional geography. It's a kind of mythic waypoint in the Phoenix canon. And before that, We Begin is a track from the new Laura Lewis album Xena. The Yukon singer and keyboard player has been writing and performing her own pop rock song since 2006. She says Xena is a short 5-song snapshot of my life these days. Well, Connie Caldor has an 18-album career stretching back to 1981. She often revisits earlier material with new arrangements. Let's check out Outlaw on Coasting.
You're an outlaw, a desperado, and you could steal a woman's heart just passing by. You're an outlaw, desperado, another notch in your gun, and another woman cries. But even an eagle has to nest sometime. Even a freight train stops somewhere down that line. Even an outlaw can lose his heart sometime. And you're gonna lose yours, boy. And you be a dark day in September when I rode into your life. It had been as long as you could remember that a woman had fallen for one of your lies. But even an eagle has to nest sometime. Even a freight train stops.
an outlaw can lose his heart sometime. And you're losing yours, boy. And you'll be looking for mine.
Your source for great music.
Again, once more. Never again would it be
So Lethbridge-raised singer-songwriter Jen Mazura goes by Olson. She grew up in the wide-open fields of Manitoba, where music was as much a part of the landscape as the prairie sky. Her songwriting blends folk roots with a timeless sense of place. Prairie Nights is a new standalone single released in December. And before that, Connie Calder's Outlaw is a lead-off track on her prairie folk album Wide Open Spaces, and it's a project explicitly framed as a return to her Saskatchewan roots. The album is described as a celebration of prairie landscape. Ron Kipper says, Battered Into Shape is a small COVID-era experiment in stepping past my comfort zone, as I've listened to Highway 2 Revisited on Coasting.
This strip of tar has many stories to tell, so I'll throw mine onto the pile as well. It was back in the winter of 72, a young family headed out for something to do. Well, they didn't get far before it all went white, looking for an exit with none in sight. A rumble and a stall, what was that noise? Down in the back, two very young boys. And what they would do.
Well, Toronto's Ron Keppers gives us a great new track called Highway 2 Revisited, and it's the opening track on his Battered Into Shape album. Built around simple verses and chord structures, he says, I didn't think these five songs would make it very far beyond the campfire. Well, after the break, I'll tell you about two worlds colliding, and to get us there, let's check out something new from Effie Cult. They open the door to their sound with this lyrical wordplay of Annesley Hall, the first single from their Zine Famous EP. They tell me it's steeped in Toronto lore, classic rock ghosts, and working class surrealism.
Thank you. Fly on the Wall is made for the observers, those of you that notice, the pollinators wanting to share the things that they love, and the disturbers trying to shake up the now's landscape. Come around for an intimate yet lively dive into, well, a little bit of everything. Indie, folk, rock,